The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Rebecca, it's hour two, 10:03. I'm Randy Corporan. Good to have you here on a glorious and gorgeous Saturday morning, and it looks good. 55 today, 60 tomorrow. Let's see, we're already up to 44 degrees in Aurora, and Denver. Hell/Denver is keeping up. 44 degrees here in the metro area. Absolutely fantastic. And coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll be speaking with Dan Schultz, the founder, the creator, the brain trust behind PrecinctStrategy.com, PrecinctStrategy.com. And when I heard about Don and was talking with the Republican National Committee man from Arizona who connected me with Don, I just thought about how important it is for us to really focus at this early stage in this critical midterm election season on getting the Republican army together, getting the we've so many precincts around the country and right here in the back of Colorado have remained unmanned or womaned. And so it's just crucial that we have the structure, the organization in the place so that every neighborhood has an opportunity to be organized by a Republican and take action and get out the vote. It's what the Democrats have been successfully doing year after year after year after year. And thank God we're finally waking up. And I'm just so proud of the current leadership team of the Colorado State GOP. Of course, when you're in that position, you take plenty of pot shots from folks, but there's so many great things that Chairwoman Christy Burton Brown is doing, and Vice Chair, the volunteer Vice Chair, rock solid activist, never stops, never says no, and always has a smile on her face. My good friend Priscilla Ron joins us this morning. Priscilla, thanks for giving us some time on a Saturday.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
It's I just really appreciated how you reacted to my inquiry when I got got onto this precinct strategy issue and started reading the statistics nationwide of how many precincts are left unmanned or womaned by anybody across the country, and then started wondering about Colorado. I was shocked at just how accurate that is. And you know, you can't, you guys who are trying to guide the party and provide leadership and opportunity and training and do the get out the vote are weakened by not having the foundation, the substructure, the support from the very grassroots on up. And so when I called you, texted you early this morning and we started talking, you literally jumped into action. So we had a caller at 9 o'clock who was questioning, well, wait a minute, we're back to the caucus. I thought we got rid of that when we voted not to opt out of the open primary system. And I told him we'd be talking about that quite a bit in the 10 o'clock hour. So let's just start by explaining to folks what caucus is all about. It's still here. It still exists. I think it's the best system for grassroots activism that there is. And it's the greatest opportunity for any grassroots activist to have the most influence that their individual vote will ever have as part of the election process.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you so much for all you do and your volunteer work and highlighting this and using your platform to really educate the public, you know, we the people, and how much power we really do have starting at the precinct level. So what's coming up, most of our counties are hosting their caucuses either March 1st through March 5th. So we would encourage people to just do a search for their county party. Just put in your county, for example, Douglas County Republicans. You can find exactly where your precinct number by putting in your address, the date and the time and location for your precinct. And you just show up, bring a friend, bring a family member. And that's where you get to talk with other people in your neighborhood about the issues that you think are important that you want to discuss. And then also there'll be two people voted in your precinct to represent at the county assembly. And then after the county will come the state assembly. So there's some steps there. But as you mentioned, it's the place, the grassroots, right at the beginning, where we the people can get together and discuss the future of our party and the things that are important in sharing our voice. So, you know, we definitely encourage people to show up. You don't have to have any experience. You don't have to be a politician. This is just our voices talking about the things that are important and how to improve our state.
We started talking here on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran a couple weeks ago about the deadline to register as a Republican if you wanted to actually be a voting member at a precinct caucus, or, you know, wanted to rise to a higher level. And that's long past. So if someone hasn't registered as a Republican, it's too late to do that for purposes of precinct positions. But you certainly should be registering and go to your caucus anyway, because even while you're there, you can talk to people, you can meet people, you can find out ways to help. You can decide who to support, you know, just with your verbally, even if you can't vote for a particular person to advance to county assembly or a congressional district or whatever. So the energy is so very important. And I got to tell you, Priscilla, I saw the picture that our chair, Christy Burton Brown, tweeted out of the Larimer County caucus training. There were over 400 people in that room. I've never seen this kind of enthusiasm for Republicans.
You know, and that's a testament to the leadership, the volunteers who said, I want to step up and be a county chair. Ron Weinberg is amazing. If anybody has met him, they know that he's a go-getter. He's a fundraiser. He's a connector. And that is exactly the energy that we're seeing, because people realize that the policies of the Democrats have hurt Coloradans, and they want to be a part of the positive change. And so we're activated as a Republican Party, Christy and I and you and Vera and everybody that has volunteered to step up in some sort of leadership position has said, hey, I want something for publicly declaring that I'm a Republican. And one of those benefits is saying I get to have an active role in selecting who is going to represent me on the ballot. And that's what we do. And so that's why we're inviting everybody. And like you said, whether you're deciding, you know, late in the game to maybe switch your party affiliation or come back to the Republican Party, we want you to show up to caucus and share your voice. And then eventually we want you to vote for the best candidate. We tend to think that's a Republican. But we want people to start to get involved, and that we're not just sitting around like lame ducks, like not doing anything. The party is extremely active. And when I say the party, it's just we the people. Every registered Republican is part of the party.
A couple of points I want to make based on everything that you've just said. First, I learned the hard way about not registering in time, because I showed up for a precinct position. I had the votes to be elected and advanced to a county assembly, and found out I hadn't registered in time. But what I learned when I went that time, which is why I encourage people, even if you can't actively participate because you didn't register as a Republican in time to go, what I learned is that very many establishment, and I don't even use that as a criticism, just people who've been involved in the party for a long time who want to eventually maybe become a presidential delegate at the RNC convention for the next president, they get their votes in line. They organize small groups of people within their own precinct, bring their family members, other voters, to ensure that they're one of the people that gets advanced to the next level. So I encourage anybody who's really planning on running for anything, look ahead, plan ahead, bring some friends, bring some family so you have some support. That's how I did it when I went back and was a timely registered Republican, and I wound up actually becoming a presidential delegate out of that, and eventually the Republican National Committee man. So you never know where you're going to start, but you want to organize everywhere you go. That's the first thing. And the second thing, just real quick, whatever thought you have, don't lose it, but the RNC is putting together, and we're having a training for county chair people. And so here in Colorado, we were authorized to select three county chairs that we thought, you know, would really, who've already shown, you know, tremendous leadership and enthusiasm and charisma and all of it. And I want you to know that Ron Weinberg of Larimer was one of the three that was selected. I want the audience to know, you probably know this, was one of the three that was selected and will be flown out and put up and trained by the RNC for best practices in getting out the vote and supporting candidates in these upcoming midterms?
Absolutely. And what I wanted to share is that people like you and your stories and sharing and educating people is such an encouragement, because we are organized. We are doing so many trainings. And if someone is just hearing about this for the first time and they're intimidated, we want people to know that we're here to hold their hand, so to speak, and say, just come. We'll train you. We'll share information with you. And county chairs are sharing information with each other. And so right now what we're seeing is a huge unifying of our party in Colorado, because we know that we are stronger together, and we're sharing details about how to win. And right now we're talking about specifically at the precinct level and how important that is. And we want people to volunteer, but we'll help you. We'll make sure people are not alone without support. So I just wanted to encourage everybody to just get involved.
And I just want people to know, because of a 7 a.m. conversation you and I had, where I was just picking your brain, wondering where we could get the data that, because I wanted to share some with Dan Schultz and maybe, take advantage of this masterfully put together website that he already has, precinctstrategies.com. And you went to work. You started a spreadsheet of each county and how many precinct positions are available and how many are empty. So, for example, Arapahoe County, massive county, 409 precincts, and only 330 of them have precinct leadership right now. That's just a massive, that's 79 out of 409, almost, 20% of our precincts in Arapahoe County go unmanned. And we all know that's going to change, new positions, new leadership after these caucuses. But the goal has to be, and I hope we can make it a goal of the GOP, to assist every county in having every precinct position filled as we head into these critical midterms and these elections that are so important for our state.
Well, Randy, thank you for highlighting this and holding us accountable, because I think it's really important for us to deliver on our promises, and that is to get Republicans elected. And so we have candidates relying on us as Republicans to get them through the finish line, and it's going to take all of us. And I believe this is the year we're going to do that, and we're not going to stop at the 2022 election. We have a huge election coming up in 2024, and I believe that the Republican platform is the right platform. Freedom, our Constitution, our rights, educational choice, safety. I mean, these are big issues that all Coloradans can get behind. We just need to make sure everybody knows that we're here, who our candidates are, and if anybody has any questions, they can, contact you or contact us at State Party. But we're mobilized, we're working, and don't be afraid to ask a question.
100%. And, one mantra that the left can, well, of course, they lie, so it doesn't matter, I suppose, but they can no longer say the Republican Party is the party of the old white guy, because, Christie's a young woman. We've got Vicky Tompkins in her second term in El Paso, a dynamic black woman. And what is the acronym that you have for your mixed race status?
BIPOC, Black Indigenous Person of Color.
BIPOC. I'm writing that down. That is a beauty. Well, it's very interesting.
Well, ahead to your argument real quick.
Yeah.
Definitely. The Republican Party is not a party of the old white rich guy. And that's one of the reasons why I ran, because it was such a terrible narrative and description of who we are, because it's not true. We are the party of freedom and liberty, and people say, what are you trying to conserve? Well, we're conserving our constitutional rights, and that's something that no matter what your demographic is, that everybody can get behind, and it's so precious because freedom is fragile, and that's why I'm here. That's why I ran.
100%. And I mentioned this last week, or maybe it was the Saturday before, after the RNC winter meeting, that even at the, old Titanic turning away from the iceberg, GOP Republican National Committee, when they had the leadership team up on that stage, these men and women were the age of my children or younger. And, you know, there's obviously some old white hairs around men and women who bring, you know, functional history and organizational history and the whole nine yards. But youth and energy and freedom, the Democrats have put it all on display and just teed it up for Republicans to knock it out of the park. And, you know, people have to ignore the nonsense in the mainstream media and the, you know, stay away from this candidate or that issue. Let the fight be had. Let the chips fall where they may. But in the meantime, let's get this party organized so that we're ready to support whatever candidates emerge on the other side.
Absolutely. We're going to do it. We're going to have a lot of great success and a lot of celebrations this November. I'm confident of that.
Priscilla, how do people reach out to you? How do they, if they're having trouble, you know, hearing back from their county, what do you suggest? Because I know you take these calls and these emails too. People say, I've called, I've left messages, I'm not getting anywhere. And it's not because people don't care. It's not because each and every inquiry is not important. It's because we're all so incredibly slammed. We're undermanned and overworked, and we're doing the best we can. But how do you suggest folks who are determined to get involved and don't feel like they're being, you know, acknowledged or placed somewhere, what would you suggest that they do to get in touch?
Sure. If they've reached out to their county chair first, I would always suggest when you reach out to your county party, and if you can find their their email on their website, when you send one email, send it to both the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary, because one of the three on that executive team, they share the responsibility of responding to emails. If you don't get a response after, I would suggest 2 emails because, like you said, right now everybody's getting slammed. Please email me at Priscilla, and that's spelled P-R-I-S-C-I-L-L-A at COLOGOP.org. And I will respond within 24 to 48 hours because we are getting many emails. And also I want to thank people for their grace and patience, because sometimes it's okay to send 1 or 2 emails. After, you shouldn't have to send 2 emails to get a response, but I will make sure that I connect and respond to someone's email with the right person. So,
and Priscilla,
I just want to make sure people know.
Yeah. And listen, I have the same problem at my law firm. I can no longer keep up with the emails and the texts. So I tell everybody first, you know, include my support staff, our legal secretary and our paralegal, and also be the squeaky wheel. If you're not getting what you want, just call, get on the calendar, make something happen. Everybody's doing the very best that they can. And we should all pull together in that regard, not just get frustrated because we're all overwhelmed at times. Priscilla Ron, Vice Chair, Colorado GOP, you are such a treasure for us. And I really appreciate it. Tell me again so I can write it down. What does BIPOC stand for?
Black Indigenous Person of Color.
I love it. All right. Well, we all love you so much. Thanks for your time this morning. Hope you have a great weekend. I'll see you soon.
Love you too. Thanks, Randy.
All right. We're going to run to the break because when we come back, we've got Dan Schultz and this website. Make sure you pull it up so you can look around and see what we're talking about. It's precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. Dan Schultz next on 710 KNUS. All right, welcome back. It's 10:30. We're almost halfway through the show at 10:27 on 710 KNUS. I'm Randy Corcoran. Good to have you here. 303-696-1971 is the number. 303-696-1971. Let's not forget who the current president of the United States, the putative president of the United States, is.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long, because you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing.
Republicans allowed that to happen. You can complain all you want about the unconstitutional laws. You can believe what you want about voting machines. But when it comes down to it, the bottom line is we are the people who are responsible for our elections to have integrity, to show up at the polling places, to have Republican poll watchers and Republican voting judges to offset the Democrats who do such a great job of filling those positions. And it all starts at the very beginning. And we've ignored it for so very long. We just finished our conversation with the vice chair of the GOP here in Colorado, Priscilla Rahn, who immediately, when I talked to her about this morning, went to work putting together a list of our precincts in every county, all 64 counties of Colorado, and how many precincts there are and how many openings there are. And that is the point of this beautiful website I've been talking about all morning long, precinctstrategies.com. His name's Dan Schultz, and he joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Randy.
Thank you for being here. Really do appreciate it. And I just want you to know, based on the text message questions that you sent me last night, and thank you for doing that, because it's just so easy to realize that we just don't even have the information to start implementing a strategy. And I want you to know that that process is already underway. So go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience and talk a little bit about precinctstrategy.com.
Thanks. My name is Dan Schultz. I'm about 66 years old, not quite. So I'm ancient, but I learned basic American civics in seventh grade in junior high in 1968.
Dan, your phone is very buzzy. Are you on a headset of some kind, maybe? Or
I am. I am. I'll just switch off of it.
All right. It's live radio.
How's that?
Much, much better. Thank you. So you're 66. You're an old guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so, but I learned basic American civics in seventh grade in public school in the little town I grew up in Buffalo County, Wisconsin. And I never forgot it. So, you know, I went to West Point. I didn't learn anything about basic American civics at West Point. I went to law school. I didn't learn anything about it there either. I learned it in seventh grade. And so I always knew what it was. I never became a precinct committeeman as I moved around the country. Both, you know, in the military, and then after I graduated from law school, I moved to California. And, you know, we had Republican governors at that time when I got there, Wilson, Duke Majan. And, I got involved helping out some candidates with their campaigns, and I was heavily involved in the Second Amendment movement after the assault weapons ban passed. And I moved over to Arizona, and the immigration stuff was getting out of control. And I figured, hey, I'm in Goldwater country. The Republican Party doesn't need me, even though we had a Democratic governor, Janet Napolitano, and she wasn't doing anything about illegal immigration or the illegal invasion. So I went to a meeting for a border militia that was trying to start up just to hear the speakers. And some guy stood up and he said, there's another thing you can do. You can become a precinct committeeman. And so I walked up to him and after the meeting, and I said, tell me more about how the party works here in Arizona. And he said, well, over half of these slots are vacant. And I went, what? You know, so I went to my first meeting, and I walked in. There was 40 people there, the old legislative District 17 in 2007. There was about 20 people there. And I said, where is everybody? When they asked us to introduce ourselves, after I introduced myself, I said, where is everybody? And they said, well, this is about what we get normally. I said, well, how many people do you have? Oh, we have about 40. And I said, well, how many slots do you have? Oh, about 160. So my legislative district at that time in 2007 was operating at one quarter strength. And then I learned that that's the way it was all across Arizona, basically. Then John McCain lost. Then I started recruiting precinct committeemen. And that's all I've been doing since 2009, trying to recruit good, decent Republican people to get involved in our party, which is, as you know, less than half strength just about everywhere. And if we don't change that, I tell people, listen, I can't guarantee you if we fill up all these vacancies with good, decent Americans that we're going to save the Republic. I cannot guarantee that. But I can guarantee you this. If we don't do it, we're going to lose the Republic, period.
Well, one thing I can tell you for sure, and that we can tell the listeners, is that the Democrats are freaking out about this project. They're, you know, you're the Trump team election stealing Steve Bannon war room guy who wants to get Republicans in to make sure that we steal all the future elections. When, as usual, nothing could be further from the truth. What we're talking about is these unbelievable grassroots opportunities. It's as a precinct leader in Colorado that I eventually wound up becoming a presidential delegate at the 2016 convention, eventually became elected the Republican National Committee man. But there's more power at that precinct level for an individual voter than they'll ever have any other time during the election, because their vote means so much more at that level. And when the Democrats are crying foul and lying about intentions and lying about actions, man, you know you've got them right where you want them.
Yeah, so what I ask people to do to learn more is go to my site, precinctstrategy.com, precinctstrategy.com. I also wrote a very short book with a real catchy title, How to Get Into the Real Ballgame of Politics, Where You Live to Help President Donald J. Trump Make America Great Again. And basically what the premise of the book is the best way to help yourself and your country is by becoming a precinct committeeman. Because as you know, precinct committeeman has been called the most powerful position, political position in the world. And it really is, because you have direct access to the voters in your precinct. You get to vote for the people who are in the leadership roles, the county chair, the state chairman. You elect the electors of the state chairman who serves on the RNC. You want to change the RNC. The first step is by becoming a precinct committeeman. And then you can change the party from within, and you can help get out the vote for the best candidates that you want to see win that all-important primary and then go in to win in the general election. So my site is precinctstrategy.com.
And this strategy is working. You know, as a recently elected RNC committee person, the only committee man from Colorado, each state has one committee man, one committee woman, the RNC is changing. It's a young batch of leadership. When they put the leadership team up on the stage, this is the RNC that voted to censure Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney and voted to reaffirm the Republican, the most conservative Republican platform ever from 2016, reaffirmed that platform as the foundation for the Republican Party. So, and it all started with people like me getting involved at the precinct level. So I called our vice chair, who is just such an activist, and I said, you know, where do we get this information? As you know, I reached out to my own county chair last night after your text questions. How many precincts? How many vacancies? And what I learned is, yeah, that information is out there. It's some of it's handwritten. I think the secretary has it. I probably have a copy in my office. And we know after our caucuses that we're going to have to, you know, refill all of these precincts. Well, Priscilla went to work this morning, and here's what she found, Dan. Pueblo County, a county that went strongly for Donald Trump, and many believe did in 2020, even though that wasn't the reported outcome, they have 152 precinct committeeman positions available, and only 92 of them are filled. My own county, Arapaho, massive county, 409 precincts, only 330 of them filled, almost 20% vacant. And what that means is if people show up at their caucus, connect with their county party leadership, and they want to be a precinct leader, until we get more numbers coming than we have seats, you're guaranteed a spot. So it's a great way to get active. And your website is so brilliant in how it handles it. Talk a little bit about the structure of the website. I've got it open. I'm looking
at
it right now. Yeah.
Thanks very much. So what I've got there is two buttons. One is just a promo video that some guys made for me, zeromediaco.com, and it explains the precinct committeeman strategy in a minute. It's, you know, this is not complicated. It essentially boils down to this: show up and get involved. There's vacancies. The other button is connect with other conservatives in your state. That takes you to a new communications and collaboration platform, the kind of software that the RNC won't give us, but the Democrats give to their precinct committeemen. The Democrats give a piece of software called Vote Builder to all of the state parties. All of the precinct committeemen can communicate with one another easily on that site. That's what our site is. It's what the RNC won't give us. It's just called Precinct Strategy on a platform called pill.net. My friend Robert Beatles created it with his programmers. And so go there, sign up, And then you can start communicating with other people in your state. You can set up chat rooms for your county committee, for your precinct. You can do whatever you want. You can share documents. So I've uploaded all sorts of tutorial documents to the site. The other thing I have on my site is something for every state. Anything I can find on the internet that's helpful, I put it on my platform under state information. I've got what's called the blog. And that's just articles I've written over the years that explain what it is to be a precinct committeeman, how powerful it is, how to get out the vote. And so I have some tutorial videos that show how to use GOP Data Center to get out the vote. I've succeeded with my fellow precinct committeemen in my precinct. We get 90% of Republicans to vote in the general election. We did in 2020. And there's other precincts in my legislative district that have had similar success. What we do is we target those lower information, lower propensity Republicans. We just need a gentle reminder, please go vote in this election. It really matters. And then also there's information about how to order my book at the site. So that's what's there. I'm constantly adding to it. People send me from all around the country, hey, Dan, why don't you put this on the site? Hey, this link is broken. Can you fix it? Here's the new information. And so I'm constantly updating it. So that's what's there, precinctstrategy.com.
Talking with Dan Schultz, wrapping up our conversation. I'm on the website now. I went to state information, and in the Colorado section, it's great. There are two parties, Denver County and Garfield County, that have put up very clear instructions and descriptions about how and why it's important to become a precinct committee person, and you just link right to it. And I took advantage of what those other counties have done, and I've emailed other county chairs to get them involved and get them onto your website. So how do we connect them with you? How do I get myself in as one of those people for the state of Colorado to be connecting with other conservatives? What's the best way to get that information added to your site?
Just email me, dan@precinctstrategy.com. You can do that by clicking on contact, and then there'll be a form that you can fill out. Or just send me an email, dan@precinctstrategy.com.
Dan, I'm grateful to our mutual friend Tyler Bowyer, the Arizona Republican National Committee man, for putting us together. And I'm also grateful for your time on a Saturday morning. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me. Really appreciate it.
Better believe it. Dan Schultz, precinctstrategy.com. It's 10:41, time for a break. Phone calls 303-696-1971 when we return on 710 KNUS. Well, it's the wrong song, but we found it.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
You're governor. There's a longer version of that clip, too, that we'll have to dig up that is just an embarrassment. Just an embarrassment. And, you know, you never found that being utilized by Walker Stapleton when he became the standard bearer for the Republican Party in that election. Who will be the standard bearer this year? Some great candidates out there fighting on all fronts. I had the honor and the pleasure of helping to moderate another debate up at the Evergreen Republicans. Mountain Republicans up in Evergreen at the Barn. I love that place. It is just such a great venue for a political event because they've got the main floor, which sort of has three wings to it, and well, I guess two wings. And then there's what would maybe normally be an attic is also open seating. And I've never even gone up there, but you look up there, and it was just packed for this U.S. Senate debate. And there were seven candidates who showed up. We asked some good questions. I had candidates come up to me after and say, you asked some tough questions, and I think that's what we should all be doing, isn't it? Isn't it so important to really try and pin these folks down? And there was a straw poll after, and the winners of the straw poll were Ron Hanks and Gino Campagna. They tied. Tied for second were Eli Bremmer and Deb Flora, our own former 710 KNUS radio host and all-around rock star and parental advocate. And it was just so interesting to watch. You know, one of the questions that I asked is, and I made this comment, I thanked each and every one of them for the courage and the time commitment and the sacrifice of family you know, you think it's, you'll be famous and you'll have the adulation of your supporters and it's a lot of fun. No, it is a lot. And hopefully there's a good feeling for these candidates knowing that they're doing something that's very, very important. But it is tremendous sacrifice. Many of these candidates have put their own money in there. And so I thanked them all. And I said, you know, with Michael Bennett as the opposition, you know, we could support each and every one of these people to do a better job as senator than the virtually non-existent, no-name, accidental senator, Michael Bennett. But what I asked them to do, and part of my spiel there was that because, you know, in many ways, you guys all support the same thing, securing the border, you know, law and order, reducing the debt, reducing taxes, sort of the generic Republican ideals that everybody shares. How do you distinguish yourself from the others? What makes you the person that we should be pushing forward in the primary to take on Michael Bennett? That separates you from the others. And it was clear that that was a tough question. So not all the candidates really addressed it head on. And you can sort of get an idea about the, you know, the politics of being in a debate, of responding to the news media. Because there are some questions, like one of my questions, would you vote for Mitch McConnell to be leader, that some of the candidates just simply refused to answer. They did not address it. They skirted the issue. Ron Hanks, I think, was the only one who just said, no, I wouldn't vote for him to be the leader. But you can understand it, I guess, because if you happen to become the Republican nominee, guess whose support you're going to need if you are going to get, you know, additional money poured in and additional support for your campaign and advertising and all of it. You're going to need the leader. So at some point, and maybe after the primary, it'll be interesting to talk to candidates who don't advance, who don't have to deal with the politics of the current leadership in their answers and in their some of their actions. You know, if they would have done things differently or how they justify skirting a direct question like that. Very, very tough questions. We've got callers on the line, though. Before we run out of time this hour, let's start with John in Aurora. 303-696-1971 is the number. John, good morning.
Hey, Randy, how you doing?
Well, thanks.
Hey, when I was working on John O. Scott's campaign for city council, I was working the precincts, and just in his little District 3 in Aurora, we have 32 precincts. 9 of them had precinct leaders, just 9 out of 32.
And when was this? How recently?
This is just last fall. Yeah. Last summer and fall for last November election.
Yeah, the latest numbers. Priscilla is working on this spreadsheet at my request, and God bless her. She just, you know, she's got so much going on. But that's most likely Arapahoe County. Could be a part of Denver, I suppose. Denver has 301 precincts. Priscilla did not get the information yet for how many are filled, but Arapahoe County, which encompasses the most of Aurora, 409 precincts, excuse me, and only 330 of them are filled.
To be honest, that surprise is that high.
Yeah.
To be very frank with you. I mean, I'm glad to hear that.
Sure.
But it should be, you're right, it should be 100%.
Yeah, and the way my precinct is structured, and I started as a precinct committee person in my own precinct in my neighborhood. The way it's structured, I believe, is that you have two precinct leaders and a district captain, so that you can share the duties.
Yeah.
And you know, you talk to neighbors, you organize gatherings, you find out what they're interested in, what candidates are they interested in.
Yeah.
You let them know about events that are coming into the area. You can put flyers out and you know set up emailing, and it's really fun, but it's crucially important.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats are masters of this, aren't they, John?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, what I've heard is, you know, the Democrats campaign 365 every year. We campaign every 2 years or every 4 years. There's a big difference.
Yeah, I cannot remember the election, but it's within the last 4 or 6 years, and the Republicans had won some victory. And I forget what it was, and we were sitting around patting ourselves on the back the night after, the next day or whatever.
Yeah.
And then word came down that the Democrat operatives were up the street having a, it was peaceful, thank God, since so much of the Democrat stuff isn't anymore, but a peaceful protest about, and I don't remember what the, even what the issue was, but it was the day after the election, John, and they're right back at it, you know, persuading people and signing them up.
A good example is Douglas County, education there. You see what's going on there? I mean, Republicans won and the Democrats are fighting like, you know, tooth and nail to defeat their agenda.
I know.
What they do. I totally disagree with the liberals, Democrats, but I do respect they fight. They fight like hell, excuse my friend.
And, John, no, it's okay. That's not one of the seven words you can't say on television.
But they fight for what they believe in, and I give them credit for that. That's all the credit I'll give them, but I give them credit for that.
Well, two things I want to say is, number one, you're 100% right. Number two, anytime Republicans take over, then the Democrats immediately start characterizing them as extremism.
Exactly.
The recalls are underway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll continue my comments. Thank you for the call as well, John. The we're extremists. The recalls are underway, and any decision that they make was the wrong approach. It was the wrong way to go. You know, like when they decided that they needed to fire the superintendent. The lies were spread in the mainstream media, and picked up by their supporters and other media. Behind microphones or whatever, that they violated sunshine laws and no evidence of that. When you actually talk to the people, the players, no evidence that they violated anything. And yet that lie continues. Even when you get faint praise from someone who believes that, well, maybe they did the right thing by not turning out the names of the teachers who walked off the job. You can have your opinions about any and all of those things, but I just love the folks from the sideline who are always taking pot shots. Doesn't matter what the issue is. Don't talk about the, you know, the broad successes, the incredible polling, the momentum, the 400 people that turned out for a caucus training, in Larimer County, or just the fact that the Democrats are identifying and creating every single issue that is winning for suburban moms, for just average Americans who are struggling now to heat their home and put food on the plate for their kids because of Joe Biden, because of the policies of Democrats. And the lies continue when they say, well, you know, people are leaving the Republican Party in droves because of Donald Trump and because of January 6th. Absolute lie. I meant to ask Priscilla Ron, the vice chair of the Republican Party, this question, but I can tell you what her answer would be because we've talked about it privately. I have not met a single person who shows up at a Tea Party meeting, who shows up at a Republican event, a dinner, a debate, or anything else, who walked away from the Republican Party, who says they did it because they're mad at Donald Trump or because of January 6th. They did it because of what John just said, because they never see Republicans standing up and fighting for anything. If you want enthusiasm, if you want momentum, if you want support in your campaign, in your party, then you better darn well be standing up and fighting. That's just the way it is. And the numbers look good for Republicans. Record fundraising. Here at Colorado GOP, record fundraising. Hats off to Christy Burton Brown. Hats off to the small donors who are getting back involved and realize how critical it is in Colorado to have a functioning and effective and organized Republican Party. And hats off to just each and every one of you who takes the time to listen to this station, to listen to this show. Maybe you wrote down precinctstrategy.com. You'll be seeing my name there soon. You'll be seeing more and more of our counties getting their information added because now's the time. We're not even into March yet. The election is in November. Primary, I think our assembly's in April. Our primary's in June. I should have those dates written down. But they're so easy to find. You can just look them up on any of the county websites. So now is the time to fill those grassroots positions. So, so, so very important. Texters asking some important questions. I mentioned that the RNC has put together a county chair training and that we're flying out. There were three from each state, I think. I don't think it mattered the size of the state. I believe it was three from each state. And I mentioned Ron Weinberg, the chairman of Larimer County, who turned out 400-plus for a caucus training. And the other two And there's some confusion for me here because I think someone was unable to accept the trip, and so there may be a replacement. But the four names that I'm aware of, Ron Weinberg in Larimer, Tom Van Loan, can't ever read my own writing, in Weld County, Stu Parker in Douglas, right up or down the street, depending on which way you look at the compass, and Ty Winter in Los Animas. So there's four there. I think Stu and Ron are confirmed, and then one of the final two. So it's just so exciting. You know, I decided not to get into it with Dan Schultz about the RNC. I mean, I did push back a little bit on the youth and the enthusiasm and the record fundraising I talked to you about last week. Going to be a corporation soon, putting together the most impressive, the largest, the most well-funded election integrity machine in history, and are able to do it now on the RNC because after almost 40 years of being under a consent decree that prohibited us from being involved in election challenges, those gloves are off. That judge finally died. My God. So it's gloves off. Money, enthusiasm, youth, energy, the right issues on the Republican side. Yeah, I'm optimistic. Yes, I'm excited. I gave a presentation to the Colorado Jewish Republicans earlier this week, and it was that snowy, nasty night, and yet people turned out, and we sat around a table and had dinner and had conversation, and I just love the passion that folks have. There was one couple that certainly were in their 80s and came out, and I spent a little bit of time talking to them. I wish I could have had more, but just wonderful people looking out for the future of this country. You know, just look up to the north and see where we're headed if we don't get it stopped now. And you know what? We are. I know we've got callers on the line. It's top of the hour. We're going to talk to Scott Worden when we come back. He's the activist. I shouldn't say that. He's the citizen. A lawyer, lives up in Erie, who went to a rec center with his son to play basketball, was ordered to put on a mask, and he said no. We'll tell his story next, right here on 710 KNUS.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.